from 1961. There's Dion the Wanderer on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane, saying a happy Tuesday to you, Jane.
Yeah, it is a hot and humid one, so drink lots of water, stay cool. You know, we think about Americans and the culture in America is more or less shared by the culture in Canada, except when we each go to each other's countries. And that's when we start to notice a few differences. As posted on Blog TO, husband and wife TikTokers Shelby and Dylan noticed some differences between what they see in America and what they see in Canada when they were traveling through Victoria, BC during a stop on their Alaskan cruise. And that was primarily the word washroom.
I went to a restroom. The only thing I wash in there is my hands.
Do you rest in a restroom?
That's a good point. They both don't make much sense.
How do you feel being in Canada?
Oddly enough, American. I don't see much of a difference. Now, we are basically only like 10 feet into Canada. Like, I can literally see America. I can basically spit on it, but don't spit on America.
Don't.
I've seen a lot more horses. Horses and carriages, but I feel like that's just like a tourist thing. Will someone let me know that, please? Are y'all just stuck in 1800?
I feel like that couple doesn't get out too much.
That's funny because, you know, if you go to Montreal, you definitely see horses and carriages. I didn't realize that was a thing in British Columbia.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, you go to Elmira, you know, you get the Mennonite community and stuff like that. Yeah. I didn't know it was a thing in BC as well. I'm not so sure it really is.
But the whole thing about washroom versus restroom, I don't call them restrooms. I do sometimes will ask a server where are your bathrooms as opposed to your washrooms. Never a restroom. What do you say?
I use all three of them, to tell you the truth. If I'm at home, I don't say restroom. That sounds weird at home. It sounds more of a hospitality thing. But I say bathroom, I say washroom, and I don't really give it a second thought. I to tell you the truth, maybe this is my own naivete. I thought everybody called it the same thing. I thought everybody knew what a washroom was, what a bathroom was, what a restroom was. I thought there was this universal understanding.
Well,
it's the same thing.
That's because we're Canadians and we know all the terms. Americans really, they do kind of keep to themselves in their own terminology. When they come here, they get very confused by bagged milk.
Oh, yeah.
When they come here, they get very confused by ketchup chips.
Which is weird to me. It's you know what? I think our chips are pretty fantastic here in Canada. The fact that we have ketchup chips and it's not even really a thing in the U.S., we're very lucky here in Canada.
Yeah. And then remember there was that Blog TO post, a woman encountered Bulk Barn for the very first time.
Oh, yeah.
An American was like, oh my God, you can get everything in a Bulk Barn.
It was heaven for her.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're here in Toronto visiting from the United States, welcome. And make sure you ask somebody where the washroom is.
Back to the music now. Here's BTO, Let It Ride. On the Morning Zoom, Andy W., Janie B.